Venablog here with Asa Singleton and talking about some awards that he's won recently. He's there was two awards. One for, what was the first one for, Asa?
The first award was for Courageous Child.
And then, surprise at the end, that you also got the People's People for the Isle of Wight Award.
Yeah, I got People's People right towards the end, I think was the last award.
Which, I mean, just as a background, if people aren't aware of the awards, it's put together by Isle of Wight Radio on a yearly basis. And is that right?
Yeah, it's the first time I actually heard of it.
That's pretty good. Hear of it and then win it. my understanding is it's the people of the Isle of Wight send in votes to people that they think should receive the awards. The Courageous Child is the first one you won. And how did it feel? Did you know about that one before?
I knew about that because friends and family had voted for me. I didn't actually know if I was going to win it.
Right.
So when I won that was brilliant.
Right, so you knew you were nominated and got all dressed up, went along.
Yeah.
So what did it feel like then when your name got called out?
It was amazing. They had the music playing and everything. Right. You had to walk up on the stage and go and get the award.
And the spotlight on you as well?
Yeah, and I said a speech as well.
So what did you say in the speech?
The first thing I said was, before I start, I have a problem with my voice, so I'm sorry if some of you cannot hear me. I'd like to thank you for this award. I'm really thankful for the votes. I have a great friends and great family I love dearly. Thank you and enjoy your evening.
And so then what happened? Clapping and...
Yeah, they all stood up and started clapping and cheering.
Of course, because you got standing ovation at that point. So it must have, you know, really added to the whole feeling of the euphoria of winning the award and being nominated, having everybody vote for you.
I've never had a standing ovation. What does that feel like?
It's a great feeling, really. It just makes you feel really good.
I guess emotions sort of start overflowing at that point.
Yeah, I was just really happy that I'd actually managed to win an award.
So you've got that somewhere in the house, have you?
Yeah, I've got the two awards in my room, my windowsill.
And so then proceedings go on. There's other people getting awards for other brave things that they've done.
I just basically got back to my chair and I was just sitting back down and they started talking about the People's People and after that.
Right. Get back up again.
I started talking. They said, next person's a very courageous person. Doesn't let things get him down. My family going, hey, you won again? I was like, Nah, I couldn't have. I said, it's calling back to the stage, it's a single. And I was like, no, why? I can't believe it.
So then you have to traipse up to the front and grab another award.
Yeah.
But I guess you'd use your speech up on the first one.
Yeah, I was really worried, actually. I thought, what if all the crowd start shouting if it's like a speech? I thought, what am I going to say? I thought, I just have to say thank you and say I really don't know what to say.
It's an astonishing life you've led, and you're an inspiration to so many people. It's just absolutely extraordinary that your positive attitude is just amazing, absolutely amazing. And obviously, that's something that was recognised in those awards.
Yeah, definitely, it was good.
How do you stay so positive? Because it's your positivity is relentless.
Well, I don't really think about what I have, the disease or blindness or anything. I don't let it get me down. If I think about it, I could probably get down about it. I don't. I just get on my life, do things, try to do what a normal person without the problems would do, enjoy my life, socialise my family and friends, and just get on with life, really.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I and everyone that we've spoken to about it or that we've shown Simon's film to have just been completely inspired.
Do you have anybody that gives you inspiration?
I just think anyone, really, who can stand up with any problem and still get on with life is just good.
Have you got any particular heroes? Anyone that you, I mean, apart from Superman, maybe?
No, not really. I mean, I've got musician heroes. I've got Dave Grohl, lead singer of Foo Fighters, he's a massive fan of them.
So have you seen them live, Foo Fighters? No. We'll have to get them to come to the island then, won't we?
That's all, yeah, I have seen them.
You have?
I've just realised, yeah, they come to the Isle of Wight Festival a couple of years back.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was there, I know I was there. Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay, great. Well, look, congratulations on the two awards. And, yeah, well done.
What was really funny about that, really, was the only award I've ever think I've won was at school, and it was just for having good reports.
Right.
And I was like, before, it'd be really good that winning an award was actually worth winning.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a step up to go from a school award to one for the whole island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good reports to people's quite a jump.
Brilliant, well done.
Well done.
Thank you.